Well, now it's time for our second feature. Unusually, we borrow an item from the cookery section. Chef Richard Bainbridge, who runs Benedict's Restaurant in Norwich, explains in his article that he's crazy about our local crustaceans. And this is read for us by Chris Gillam.
Cromer crab is one of those jewels in the East Anglian crown. It's world-renowned for its sweet, delicate flavour, and it's amazing that it comes from Cromer. Gordon Ramsay uses it in all his restaurants and openly says it's the best in the world. He's a great advocate. The strange thing I've learned is it's exactly the same as the large Cornish crab. It's the same species as found round the UK, but their base is more chalky, with a flint reef around the shore, and they live just offshore, so a little bit closer than in the southwest. But what they say is, because of the chalk and flint, they have cleaner living and grow slower. In Cornwall, they are in a lot more mud, so you see more brown meat and less white. Ours have more white meat to brown meat, and they're half the size, and that's why they're so intensely sweet. I didn't know this either, but you don't actually buy crab by weight. They're sold in Norfolk by numbers, and in pairs called casts. Down in Cornwall, it's by weight because they're so large. The great thing about Cromer crab is, I think, everyone in East Anglia has a story about being on Cromer Pier or at Warbleswick with their crab net with a little bit of bacon on the end dangling over the edge. It's a skill trying to pull this string up slowly, slowly to make sure the crab doesn't fall off. If you haven't been crabbing, you can't say you're from East Anglia. It's great fun. And my secret hint is, I've always been told to use streaky bacon. I would say there's a science behind it, but there's not. Anyway, if you don't catch something, you can use the leftover bacon for a sandwich when you get home. The season for crabs is quite short, only about 5 months. And here at Benedict's, we get in 60 a week. They come in live and we prep them. For us as chefs, there's something great behind using every part of the animal. We want to use every part of it, the white and brown meat and the shells for stock. The only part you cannot eat is the dead man's fingers. When you buy a crab, don't be afraid to buy a whole cooked crab instead of dressed. Usually with dressed crab, it's a lot of brown and less white meat. When you get the whole crab, you'll be surprised how much white meat is on it. At the moment, we do two different crab dishes. On our a la carte, a simple ravioli, just pure crab. We don't put anything in it, it's literally just white crab meat, a little bit of brown and some lime juice, served with salted cucumbers and a shellfish bisque. On the taster menu, there's a light salad of pickled mooli, like a Japanese radish, with lovage mayo, brown crab meat mayonnaise, coriander and nasturtium flowers, dressed with extra virgin rapeseed oil. At home, you can't beat a bit of crab meat with some toasted brown bread, new potatoes and samphire. A perfect Sunday night tea.